Lord God, help us to focus on you and on things above, and instill in us that the earth is not our home. Amen. Mother Claire began speaking. Beloved, I regret not taking time with you last night. Instead, I followed my curiosity. Please help me grow in the grace of faithfulness now in this hour. Please do not stand off afar from me. Thank you for the apology. I do hope you succeed tonight. Me too. Lord, please tell me what is on your heart. Jesus began, You could guess at that, and I know you would be correct. But I am considering now in these times how the whole world will fit together. The earth will be ravaged, and much reconstruction shall be done, but not in the same way that it was before. There will be many new inventions and ways of doing things that shall be so very different in both their substance and approach. There will be no fighting about whose suggestions shall be followed. Rather, all will recognize the truth and acknowledge the rights of one another. Holy Spirit will reign supreme, and even the hardest cases will willingly consent to what He chooses as the best recourse. The earth will be very beautiful, and all the poisonous substances and wreckage of the previous civilization will be totally gone. Even now, some of these preconceived ideas are filtering their way down into human consciousness, as dreaming is beginning to rise up in some. Dreaming, hoping, creating. The youth will be very instrumental in the repair of ruined homesteads and rebuilding the world. The corruption of this world goes very deep, and that is why there will be a totally new earth to inhabit. Lord, I don't trust any of this. Can we start over? Well, my favorite place to start was last night. Please, my love, meet me in the garden at night. You were greatly missed. I am so very sorry, Lord. Jesus continued, Let's move on. I want my bride to be thinking about her eternal reward as all this ugliness is being permitted in the world. Dear one, this earth is only temporary. Soon your struggles will be over and you will be with me. Until that time, harness your apostolate to touch the unsaved or those in extreme confusion. There is much need for interaction on the internet, and especially your prayers for them, as well as answering their concerns. The internet is a fish gate, and much can be accomplished to turn the hearts of souls to me through this medium. Ask for self-control when you enter into this space, so you will not chase every butterfly that catches your interest. When you are there, dedicate that time to souls who are basically alone, without wisdom, discernment, and consolation. You can learn anything good on the internet, and there are so many perspectives that people voice that give you insight into where they might be stuck spiritually. It is a tool to be used with wisdom and self-control. Prayer first, then follow my lead if I prompt you to check on our sites for comments. All forms of dialogue are capable of bringing me to the lost. There is an art to recognizing when I'm calling you to interact with them. There are many needs out there. Please do not have any scorn or contempt for this tool. Satan takes full advantage of it. This is what I mean when I say those in the world know how to benefit from it, but my people are lacking in some areas here. You can witness to a brother or sister on the street. By that I mean come alongside them and befriend them. But they can witness me working in a soul through the dialogues Mother publishes. And many have seen me for who I really am for the very first time in their lives. So by no means should you avoid or have scorn for this tool, which is bringing thousands into the kingdom. Any platform should be used with great discretion and wisdom. There is a time and a season for all the diverse ways I reach souls. Do not get stuck into any one to the exclusion of others, as men are prone to do. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and may the Lord grant us the grace to press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.